Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Amen.
So, in this message,
and it was awesome,
we will clearly understand the relationship between grace and faith. Grace being God's part. And kingdom faith being our part. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, I want us to understand something as I introduce the subject. That kingdom prayer is a conversation with God that acknowledges Jesus' person, principles, and performance for us. Three things about Jesus that kingdom prayer acknowledges. Religious prayer is the opposite. It doesn't acknowledge these three things. I should say it doesn't acknowledge these three things at the same time. It divides them. You know, but kingdom prayer recognizes Jesus' person, his principles or teachings, and his performance on the cross and in heaven for us. So when we talk about kingdom prayer, we are talking about prayer or conversation with God that makes our spirit contact the person of God. You know, so when you are praying kingdom prayers, you do not just converse with God, but you let your spirit have an interaction with the person of God.
Wow.
Sometimes in our prayers, the person of God is out. I can know when the person of God is out of our prayers. Because then in that prayer, there is no fear of God. Because believe me, when you are praying and your spirit makes that contact with the person of God, you will be different. Even the way you talk will be different. So that is what kingdom prayer is about. Not only that, it is also a prayer that at the same time recognizes Jesus' teachings or principles. So it's a kind of prayer where you know that Jesus doesn't like for us to take vengeance into our own hands.
Forgive. Now, who says I'm paibono? When him say yes, who am I going to say? Yankasa yamfa ya temu onkra na yankwa yanioma.
He said, "Love you, your enemies."
Osi do atamfo.
Of course, he's talking about human enemies.
Now, okasafa nipa atamfo.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Pray for those who despisefully use you.
Osi bompa yama wanuma wamubu wenimtia.
So, if in your prayers you don't acknowledge this principle of Jesus, then you are not praying kingdom prayers. Because kingdom prayer always recognizes the person of Jesus, the principles of Jesus. Not only that, but at the same time, it recognizes the performance of Jesus for us.
paya ne de sa wo ba e yade agye Kristo ne ni pesu ne atum agye ne nkyerekyere tum ena gye ne nyuma wo be ye wo senua no susu tum.
He did a lot for us on the cross.
Oya nyuma bebre wo senua no so de ma.
If you believe in what he did on the cross,
sa wo gye de oya wo senua no tum dia,
your prayers will be different.
Ena wo paya besesa,
your believing will be different.
Wo gye de so besesa,
your demeanor will be different.
Sa de wo be ye wo nyuma fa so besesa,
your attitude even towards the prayer that you are praying, the request will even be different. All these things will show whether we are praying kingdom prayers or we are praying the other version, our own version. We call it religious prayers, where there is no recognition of the fact that Jesus Christ has died for us, taking away all our sins, made us righteous. It will not recognize the fact that Jesus was made poor on the cross so that we have become rich. It will not recognize all of the performance of Jesus for us, including even the fact that he is praying for us at the right hand side of the Father.
Se ahinia paye na eba enyo mebi be ho ebe dadi na mo se ye onipa hyehye ya enya dia ye begi atum se ye tri ne nupo ya chede a wonyankopon nam Kristo so dia maye ye njintumpo sa senua no so ofa ye hia no de ne ye die de maye ye njintumpo se sabri Kristo otena eja na benifa wo di maye wo ye mpa ibo no ye nji sa nyo ma ntum.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Religious praying is full on the earth, I should say.
Na enye woni pante asiem paye na yade a ukwa baabi a uhu asasi so.
It is a mixture of good and evil. It's a mixture of something in the Bible and another one lurking behind that is not really glorifying the kingdom works of Jesus and his work for us.
Sa wa nipa enti asie empai boy e yade ade ade wo bia bia ye bom pa ye no nokre kakra wo nanso nipa dwene enti asie wo nyoma bi ho frafram pa ye ye bo no enya de ye agi atum ya Kristo na masenu no so abeya maye ana ni nyuma wo ye ye ana nchrechira wo de maye wa asasi.
Now one feature of kingdom prayer that I have shared with us, I think last month, and I truncated it for some reason, is praying in the name of Jesus.
Na ade bia e fa sa ahinie ne mpa ye a me shaase na afia atwam na meto aso se wo be bom pa ye wo Yesu din mu.
Sometimes we think praying in the name of Jesus is simple, but it's not as simple as you think.
E du ba bia ya je ye se wo bom pa ye wo Yesu din ma ye ade e da form enti sa.
And another feature of kingdom prayer that we are talking about today is praying in kingdom faith.
Na ade biom aye kasa fa ahinie ne pa ibo ne se wo be ba mpa ye wa ahinie jidie nu.
This is praying in the faith that what you are asking for or what you desire has already been provided by grace.
Na we ya mpa ye wo ba wonim se ansa na wo be bisa ade anu po onyankopon nam nam dom so ama sa ade no e wo ho ma odeda.
That what you are looking for in this life,
ade a wo hwehwe wa abrabo imu no,
has been provided undeservedly by Jesus's performance for us.
Se wo nam Yesu ni nyuma obe ye ma ye no wa ma sa ade na wo ho dada e da ho de ma ye deda.
And we need to acknowledge that.
Na e wo se ye Jesus ade ni too.
Hallelujah.
Wow. Amen.
Acknowledge that in your faith.
Jesus ade ni di wo uchidie.
Acknowledge that in your understanding.
Jesus ade ni di wo unti asie.
Acknowledge that in your prayer.
Jesus ade ni di e wo unpa ibom.
The book of 2 Peter chapter 1.
Petro nguma tusu mienu ti baako.
And then verse 2 to 4. Second book of Peter,
Petro nguma tusu mienu,
chapter 1 verse 2 to 4.
Ti baako chichemu mienu kosi ya 9.
Let's go to verse 3. We will come Yanko to 2 later.
Sanansa.
As his divine power
sadia ni tumi ni tino
has given to us all things.
Sadia ni nam ni tumi su wadini ome nyina ama yenu.
Can we all say giving?
Yanka sa wadia maye.
That is in the past tense rendition.
Echesa wadia maye dada.
To us all things.
Wadini ome nyina ama ye dada.
Please underline all things, not some things.
Chani nyina asi wasi wadini nyina ama ye.
All things that pertain to life and godliness. Through the knowledge of Him who has called us to glory and virtue. In this verse, we will come to verse 4, but in verse 3, we see grace giving something unto us. That we did not deserve it, we were not even born, but God in His own grace, yeah, undeserved favor, has already given unto us everything.
So
verse 3 is talking about God's part. But I want us to note something in that verse. That God gave unto us all things that pertain to life. It's talking about life on this physical earth. Life on this physical earth, when we have all things as God has provided, then we can be kings in this life. And then He gave us all things that pertain to godliness. That is talking about our spiritual life. Godliness refers to your spiritual life. It is to make you a priest in this life. So all that God has done for us in Christ Jesus is holistic. It is to make us not priests without being kings, or not kings who have upper hand in this life, who have all the physical blessings in this life, without being priests or being godly. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What are the things that pertain to this life? Building.
Dying.
It pertains to this life. Physical building you will sleep in. Already given. Cars.
Kai.
Already given. Clothing.
Entire.
Already given. Money.
Sika.
Already given. They pertain to this life. But there is something also that we need, God knows we need, that pertains to godliness or for our spiritual lives. Example is the word of God. He has given us the word of God. It pertains unto godliness. Another example is anointing. Another example are spiritual gifts. They all pertain to godliness. They have been given to us already. Hallelujah.
Amen.
By grace. Look, let's finish the verse. Through the knowledge of Him who has called us to glory. A version says to dignity. This is God's calling that He has given to us to become priests in this life. To become kings rather in this life. It makes us live a dignified life. Befitting of people created in His image.
Hallelujah.
Who should represent Him.
I receive it. And
virtue. He has called us to two things. Number one is what? Glory. That is dignified living, living as kings in life. And virtue. It's talking about character. It's like talking about godliness. That is making us priests in this life. So verse 3 is talking about God's part. It is the grace part. Now let's read verse 4. By which have been given to us exceeding great and precious promises. Please underline underline promises that through these promises we become partakers of the divine nature. Promises are words that you speak to somebody. God spoke some promises to us. He gave us some words. They are the things, they are the words that brings faith into our lives. Because faith comes by hearing the promises of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, verse 4 is talking about the faith part, our part. Through which we can realize all the things God has already given unto us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, I want us to understand something, that grace provides, or I should say, grace has provided everything. And faith only takes what has already been provided. Something has been already provided by grace. Undeservedly. Not because of your works. Not because of your prayers. But God provided it all by Himself.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Faith only takes what Jesus, through His performance for us, has graciously made available.
So
listen very carefully to me. Faith does not create provision. I will say it again. Faith does not make things available to you. It is grace that does. Faith only takes or responds to grace. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you understand what I've said so far, you will notice that when you come to God in prayer, He wants you to acknowledge grace. And then He wants you to do your part of the faith. Of these two things, grace and faith, which one should be your focus in prayer? Because if you focus wrong, you will get it wrong. If you focus rightly, you will believe rightly. So grace and faith, which one should be your focus practically when you are praying? Your focus must be on the provision that has been done already, that will glorify Jesus, who undeservedly paid the price for that thing to be made available to you.
Hallelujah.
You see, we do that when we are doing physical things, but spiritual things we do it differently. For example, when an athlete is running, the athlete knows that the end desire is that I should cross or breast the tape. So the focus of the athlete is not on his steps of running.
Okay.
How fast I am running.
Okay.
No, he doesn't concentrate on that. The focus of the athlete is on the finish line.
Yeah.
As long as you look unto Jesus, you look unto the finish line, nobody, in fact, you will lose sight of even your part of it. All that you realize is that you are there.
Hallelujah. Sajidia na moya ye ken. Yaba ni kemwa ye ye su ye duko su sumwa ye ye. Se wobi yadia woko si kan womrike tumwa. E yadia neni nga da ahuma no obe chom ni akase wedi fes no so. E nyadia washo kwanya wafa so tutu ni naya na wotu emrikano. Neni suwadi wanya nisa wabe kwa di nitia kwa pima ahuma na nate. E nuti sabani sana utunu wa Kristo abrabomwa. E nyadia wobi ya na sedi ya utu na namoni ni hiya. Nemo Kristo na dumne wowe ni mne wase udi.
No athlete will run well.
Na omrika tu ni bian wo betu omrika ye se.
If he is looking around, looking onto your competitors.
Se wo be hwe nchen chen se wan na etu omrika be sam.
Because if your competitors are slow.
Se one man tata unu so mu ko omrika ntama.
You will not be at your best.
Enya dia oh enya dia wo betu omrika ni se dia wa ho odin betumi.
When your competitors are fast.
Na mo se wan ma ka wo su ni dia omrika bebrebe ya.
They will demoralize you.
Eya dia wo be hu se me dia man ma bi kra.
They will make you discouraged. So don't look at anybody. Focus on what you desire. Focus on the provision. Focus on the gracious provision.
There,
even if your competitors are slow, because you are running to please your coach or your manager or God in our case,
and now posa wutu amika se beya ni a otre wo amika tu no ya bibia mu amu sa wo ya dia na se onyankopon wo sa asemi.
You will run your best race
wutu amika wo wa ho dia wo,
as long as you follow, you focus on the provision, the end.
But sister wudi wani sit san sise ya onyame nam na dum so aya ma unu.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have gone through all this to make you know.
Na ni anu ma fa we nu.
It is the same as riding a bicycle.
It is a wheelchair bike.
When you focus on your part, that is the riding, you will not ride well. But when you look ahead of you, you will see that you will ride effortlessly. When you focus on the provision that has already been made for you, ladies and gentlemen, faith, your part will come effortlessly. In fact, you will not realize that you have faith, but you have faith. I will say it again. When you focus on what has already been provided for you, believing will come naturally to you, effortlessly to you. Faith will no more be a work. Something you have to think about. Hey, I should believe. Oh. Because faith can be a very big burden. Because we are fond of attributing whatever thing to the fact that we didn't have faith enough.
Bibia koso ya bra bo manko ye bia ye tumika tere ho se ye nya gidi e wo se ye nya ntira.
Especially as men of God.
Na po ye wo nya me krofo yi.
Anything that does not go well, we say is the faith of the people, is the faith of the people.
Ta bibia nko ye pe ye se o krofo ni gidi so.
They are not believing well.
Omo nji ni ye.
But ladies and gentlemen, I'm showing us how to walk in kingdom faith.
Na me ma ya ati ase akwa ye betumi ananti wo.
Kingdom faith comes when you acknowledge Jesus, who is the Word of God, that has already made provision for you. It comes effortlessly. You are not even aware that you are walking in faith. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8. The Bible says, for by grace you have been saved through faith. Please underline grace and faith. and that not of yourself. What is not of yourself? The Bible mentions two things over here I made you to underline. Grace and faith. But he says, and that not of yourself. Which one is not of yourself? Certainly, we know that grace is of God. It is God's part. So it will not be necessary for the Bible to say that grace that we know already is not our part, is not of ourselves. When he says, and that not of yourself, it is referring to the faith. In other words, he's saying that faith is not of yourself. That is how kingdom faith is like. The first characteristic of it is that it is not natural to you. It is not natural to an unsaved man or a fallen man. It is foreign. It came from somewhere. The one which is of ourselves is the religious faith. That which is not of ourselves is kingdom faith. It is foreign. It is coming from a certain kingdom. It is by that kingdom faith that you are saved. The natural man will always oppose faith. Because we like to use our five senses. Have you seen it? Have you touched it? Have you heard it? And all that. We like to use our senses. So he says that it is foreign to you. It is coming not from the earth, but from the heavenly kingdom. And that not of yourself. That is why people are going to fight kingdom faith all the time. Yeah. People will not encourage kingdom faith. They will encourage you in religious faith. The second thing I want to talk to you about kingdom faith is that it is a gift of God. Or it's a gift that God gives. It's in the same verse. And that not of yourself, it is the gift of God. Ladies and gentlemen, there is nobody who works for a gift. If you work for a gift, it is not a gift. It is a wage or a salary or a reward. If it's a gift, it is graciously given. When the Bible says that this gift, this faith that is foreign, that is from the heavenly kingdom, is a gift of God, is saying to us something very deep. Because, ladies and gentlemen, most of the time, we are not aware of the gifts that we have. Oh, yeah. If the gift is from heaven, you are hardly aware of it. Many times other people will show you that I think you have a special grace in this area. But because it is your gift, you hardly really value it. Because the thing is not of yourself, it's foreign to you. So it's difficult for you to recognize it. I'm talking to you about something that you have already. This kingdom faith is something that you have already, but you can overlook it.
Because
it is a gift. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the Bible says the next thing about it is that it is not of works.
Na Bible no so say enam nwuma so.
Kingdom faith, in other words, is effortless.
Na ahenia no mu gidie no enya dia wo ye hu adwuma.
It is not of your works.
Enya wa wo hu adwuma ena ede ba.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is why you can have it without knowing that you have it already. And the devil will deceive you to think that you must go and get
something.
Apart from the gifts of kingdom faith that God has given to you. In order for God to do anything for you. So many times that's the deception. We have it already in Christ Jesus. We don't have to struggle for it. No. Otherwise, it is not kingdom faith. Kingdom faith is not of yourself. It is the gift of God. Not of works. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The final thing is that lest any man should boast. No, when it is kingdom faith, you can't boast. You can't stand before people and hit your chest and say that I'm in the way I am because I believe, because of my faith.
Now what to me said Yahuti. What is I san so esan one kasa wujidienti?
You will not feel that you are better than somebody else, your brother or your sister, if it is kingdom faith that you are walking in.
So what nam or strahinian mujidiemwa and yadia wobekasa won for swasi wunia.
If it is of you.
Say wawu dia dia.
If you did something to get it.
Sa wuye juma bina wunya ya dia.
If you did something to earn it.
Sa wuye bibi na ma wunya san faswa.
Then you can boast.
And then ubetunya wawa ho.
Then you can be proud.
And then ubeya huma so.
But if the faith that you and I have is a gift, and we know that when you work for a gift, the thing changes. It is no more a gift.
Na se wonim se ade na wo wona ya do ma chede no kura wo mun se se wo ye a chede ho adwuma enya chede biu.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at Number 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.